was well.
The sawdust is such good insulation.
Yeah.
And then the building was well insulated.
Yeah. That is really something. I just don't think I've ever heard of anything quite like that. It's just really fascinating.
The big ice house at Alamosa, it had walls, and I imagine they had 2 foot of sawdust in this double wall for the building. And that's what they used, was just sawdust in there in that deal, and then they had sawdust in on their ice in the building.
I see.
And boy, that ice keep, man. Those blocks of ice looked just like they did when we put them up in the winter.
You know, if hard times came again, people wouldn't know what to do, would they?
Nope.
Without electricity and all that stuff, I just don't know what people would do.
Yeah. It just seems like, you know, people like your, well, y'all, the two of you and your parents just were very ingenious and, you know, and creative in the way that they were able to live with, you know, not a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You had to scrounge to make a living, you know. We hunted.
Well, my parents, my dad was quite a fisherman too. And he used to, he and his mother and I don't know how many of the family would go over to Taylor Park over here where you could catch fish. And they would salt them down in these big wooden boxes,
kegs.
And that's what they'd have for their fish in the wintertime.
So they'd keep them salted, keep them preserved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where would they store those?
I suppose in their cellar at home. Or
down below where
that was
cooler.
Before my time, but my dad's told about going over. And his dad has fished at that same place years ago.
That's interesting. I've heard of a lot of people, you know, salting down beef or, or
pork,
but I
mostly.
Haven't. But I haven't. Yeah, pork mostly. But I haven't heard of fish. That's really interesting.
That's the way they used to keep them.
Salt their fish down, cure them.
Yeah.
And you take them out and wash them off good. And
soak them overnight?
Yeah, and soak the brine out of them and then fry them. They were good.
My grandmother was terribly allergic to a yellow weed that grows out on the park or around. And so they'd take her up there in the high mountains and get her away from that. And that's what they do for take her up there to keep her from suffering and catch fish. So,
how long would they be gone? It sounds like they'd be
couple
gone.
Weeks, 2 or 3 weeks at a time.
And this was during the summertime?
Well, a certain time. I think it would be apt to be more in the fall when these certain weeds would be blooming.
Where would they stay when they were up there?
Well, there was a minor, well, I guess the old stagecoach run over Cottonwood Pass. And they'd take their tents and that way, I mean, that's
just camp out.
Just camp
out.
Camp
yeah.
out there on the side, huh? Yeah. So they take the stagecoach or just
no? They'd
ride
take
themselves.
Their own wagon and horses.
And the whole family would go.
Yeah.
Just pack everything. What did they do with the? I'm just wondering what to do with the crops and stuff. They couldn't have left them for.
Well,
for
he.
A couple weeks.
My grandfather didn't do much farming.
I see.
Had the roadhouse or whatever you want to call it.
Right. So since he was working on a railroad, didn't have to really worry about that. Just took some time off and went up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I guess that's about it. I just find all that stuff to be really interesting. I just don't hear much about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it sounds like this is a good place to live.
Yep, it sure is now, anyhow.
Now, how big was the town of Nathrop?
Mm-hmm.
And how big was it when you were growing up?
Oh, let's see. I suppose there'd be a couple hundred people, maybe.
Okay. And how about Buena when you were, you know, even growing up or older?
I think when I was going to school, about maybe 1,000 people.
Okay. But never very big.
Huh.
Never very big. And how big is it now?
2,900, something like that.
Well, I think they include everybody on the outside now. Isn't there, 3,000 post office boxes, something like that? But that takes in quite a lot of territory.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that
sounds like a lot
more.
I think there's about 1,000 kids in school now, something
like
that.
Sounds like a lot more than than's actually in the town.
Mm-hmm.